All right. It's always, it's always a great privilege to be a participant in this game, and take a lot of pride in competing for the AFC Championship this weekend. Jacksonville's a great football team. I have a ton of respect for Coach Marone and what he's done throughout his career, competing against him in Buffalo when he was in our division. Now in Jacksonville, and the entire organization, Dave, Tom, coaching staff, the players, work against them. This summer in August was a really good experience. We certainly got a lot out of it. Made us a better football team. Competition was good. Doug and his staff and Dave and the entire organization were great to work with. And, that really helped us. That was a long time ago. I don't think it has all that much to do with this game, but it was certainly a big part of the early part of our season and getting underway. But really in watching watching the Jaguars here over the last 2.5 days intensively, they're really good at everything. Offensively, they're at the top of the league in a lot of categories, points, yards rushing, points after turnovers, yards per completion. All these guys got a big completion average. defensively, is again, top of the league of it and everything. Starting with turnovers, sacks, negative plays, points, you name it. And very good in the kicking game. They're aggressive. They have a good return team with Mickens and Grant. They have a good coverage group. Good specialists. They're very aggressive. They've run fakes. They've do other things that are a little bit unorthodox to keep you off balance in that phase of the game. So it's really a solid team all the way across the board. Running game has a lot of variety to it. It's very good. But between the backs and the quarterback and his role in it, it's very challenging. And as I said, all the receivers are high average per catch guys, so are the tight ends. When they throw it to them, they gain a lot of yards, and that's a big challenge too. But they have great depth in their backs, and they're all good. They're all explosive. Fournette's obviously had a great year, but when he went out last week against Pittsburgh, Yeldon came in, did a great job for him. So whoever's in there is going to be a problem. You said the offense is a problem, defense is a problem, special teams is a problem. I mean, that's why they're playing. They're good at everything. Good players, good coaches, and strong football team.
Coach, considering his history against the Patriots, Tom Coughlin, who a lot of people are crediting with bringing the Jaguars along, I guess how concerned are you that he's with that organization now, or your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I look at the team. It's a strong team. As I said, they're good in every area. And whoever's doing exactly what down there, you have to talk to them about that. I don't know. I just know what I see on the field, and it's a very good product. Sure, they're all contributing to it.
Bill, in what ways do you think Blake Bortles has progressed as the season's gone along from when he was here in August with the Jaguars to now the last two weeks of the playoffs in particular?
Well, he's played well. He's got, a very high rushing average. When he carries the ball, he carries it productively, whether that's the scramble or on design runs. He throws the ball efficiently, like he did in the Pittsburgh game. So makes good decisions. He's a big, strong, tough guy. It's hard to bring down, hard to tackle, and he's got a lot of good receivers, good tight ends, good backs, got a lot of weapons, good offensive line. So offensively, as an entire unit, they're very productive, and they're very well balanced. And he makes all that go. He's the trigger man, makes it all happen. They do a good job.
Hey, Coach, you just acknowledged that they're good at everything that they do. Is there anything that they don't do well that you think you can capitalize on?
I think we're going to have to play our best game of the year.
Coach, the closing speed of the linebackers, how quick do they get to – the guy with the ball?
They run well. Plosny in their base defense, and then Smith and Jack on all downs. They're always in there. They cover a lot of ground. They're fast. More than fast, though, I'd say they're instinctive. They find the ball. They anticipate plays well. They get a good jump on the ball. And they're good tacklers. They're good at stripping the ball. I mean, everybody's good at stripping the ball. Their whole team is. Their front guys, their linebackers, their secondary, they're all good at taking the ball away with strips, interceptions, tip balls, and so forth. That's why they have so many of them. So they're a very explosive group on defense. They can score when you have the ball, and that's always a very threatening thing. Not only can they take the ball away, they take the ball away and score, and that's, you know, I think that speaks to the explosiveness of their team.
Bill, of all the years working with Tom Brady, what has impressed you most about him?
You know, Tom's very consistent, which he is this year, but he always is.
Bill, on Sunday in that first drive of the game, the Jaguars went for it on fourth down. What has been your impression with how aggressive they are?
Yeah, they do that. They've done that multiple times during the year very successfully. They do have done it offensively. They've run several fakes in the kicking game on fourth down. So that's a four-down game. We're going to have to stop them on all four downs.
Bill, along those lines, when asked about that aggressiveness, Doug Marrone said he didn't see it necessarily as being aggressive, and he tied it to what analytics suggest to him that they should do, like the fourth and goal decision to go for it. Does that underscore the importance of situational awareness and preparedness, not only for coaches, for players, for whatever those situations that are arise?
Yeah, well, sure, especially at this time of year. I think we've seen a number of games that have come down to one situation, one play, one or two individuals involved in that play in a particular situation. So, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm not suggesting that it's reckless in any way. I think it's very well calculated. They've been very successful at it. It puts a lot of pressure on their opponents, and it's helped them win a lot of games, and they're good at it, so... Sure, they'll keep doing it.
Coach, I know you're totally focused on this game Sunday, but it was an interception in the end zone and a scoop and score from your defensive backs that essentially iced the game the last time the Patriots and Jaguars played for the AFC title. I just didn't know if you had any specific memories of those plays or that game.
Yeah, it was a great game. It was a great win. But it was a long time ago. I don't think it really means anything right now.
Bill, what are some of the common characteristics or traits to a Tom Coughlin-led team?
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough question to answer. I mean, Doug's the head coach, and I think he's done a great job down there with that team. Again, what exact role Tom has and in it, you'd have to talk to them. I don't know.
Coach, I'm curious to know what you see from Calais Campbell, what he can do up the middle. Is it all start there with that defense?
He's a great player, does everything well. It's hard to block in the running game. He's got a lot of length, which is a problem for blocking any inside player. He plays outside and plays inside. He's a problem both places. He's a good pass rusher. He's got quickness. He's got power. Good field goal blocker. I mean, wherever he is on the field, he's a factor. Runs well, pursues well. Smart, instinctive player. Reads screens, draws, plays like that that you try to use to slow him down or take the edge off him. He's quick to diagnose those. He's a great football player.
Now, Coach, how do you think the acquisition of Darius has impacted their run defense?
Well, it's just another good player on their defense. They have a lot of them. They have a lot of them up front. And Marcel's another great player. He's got great size, quickness, runs well, can rush, hard to block in the running game, hard to block in the passing game. And it's a defense that has a lot of good football players, a lot of guys that are hard to block. Ones we've talked about all right there at the top of the list.
Bill, I know Trey Flowers is still a relatively young player, but how have you seen him come into his own, maybe in a leadership role with some of those other guys that play his position?
Yeah, Trey does a great job for us on the field and off the field. He's a very hard worker, one of the first guys in, last to leave. Puts on a lot of extra time. So I think his example of working hard, learning the game plan. He's certainly learned a lot, or had to do a lot of things here that he didn't have to do in college, assignment-wise. And he's embraced those, tried to do what's best for the team, what we need him to do. And I think that attitude's carried over to some of the other players that see that and take his example as an example of leadership and doing what's best for the team. Trey's is a great teammate, one of the most respected guys in the locker room, and the example that he sets throughout the day, from the time he gets here till the moment he leaves, is always positive.
Bill, you have a team that has a lot of players that have been in this spot in the AFC Championship game before, but how dangerous can inexperience be, especially a team like this that has a lot of young, inexperienced players that haven't been in this spot?
Yeah, well, I've never talked about experience, so I don't really think it's a relevant conversation. I think the team that plays well on Sunday, that'll be the team that's victorious. I don't think experience has anything to do with that.
He sort of took my question. But that being, your players just came up to the podium and said that you tell them the locker room experience means nothing.
Well, it doesn't.
Why not? Why don't you think experience helps?
Because we're talking about how the teams are going to compete on Sunday. That's what's going to determine the winner in that competition. It's what happened Sunday, not what happened last year, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, or 15 years, whatever it was, 1996, whatever it is. I mean, those games don't make any difference. With all due respect.
Bill, what have you observed in the friendship between Josh McDaniels and Tom Brady that's developed, since both of them started with the organization, and what does that relationship bring to the team?
They both do a good job, do a great job. Josh is a great coordinator. Tom's a great quarterback. They've been very productive for us. I think you have to talk to them about their individual relationship. I don't think that's not really my place to comment on that. But they've both done a great job for the team over a long period of time. I have a great relationship with both of them. I'm very fortunate to have both of them in the organization working with me and for me.
Bill, the Jaguars seem to be a team that gets heavily motivated by bulletin board material. Is this a week that you might stress to your players not to say anything that they can use?
What we need to do this week is have our best week of preparation and go out and play our best game on Sunday. That's really what we need to do. So hopefully we'll be able to do that.
Bill, on Malcolm Mitchell, was it just a situation where it just was run out of time and it was too much ground for him to make up?
I don't know. He's not activated, so make it whatever you want to make it.
Bill, what sets Ngakoue apart with the ability to strip sack the quarterback in particular like he did on Sunday?
He's got a great motor. He's a great, really good edge rusher. He's got a great get-off, good first step. He wins a lot early on the down with his get-off, but he's got a tremendous motor. So even when he's blocked, he's still not really blocked because he plays relentlessly, plays with a very aggressive and nonstop effort. And see him making plays 30, 40, 50 yards downfield sometimes, chasing the ball. So it's not just rushing the passer. I know that's what shows up in the stats, which everybody wants to talk about, but he makes plays, like I said, 30, 40 yards downfield on a screen pass that maybe don't show up in the stats, but to me they're more impressive than some of the plays he makes behind the line of scrimmage. So he plays hard. He's quick. He's a smart player. He diagnoses and is very instinctive, sees things well. But he's got a tremendous motor. All right, thank you.